This is the Composer's Datebook for August 16th. I'm John Zek. On today's date, Elvis left the building permanently. On August 16th, 1977, Elvis Presley died in Memphis, Tennessee. Born in Tupelo, Mississippi in 1935, Elvis first earned his living as a mechanic and furniture repairman who occasionally played cowboy ballads on the guitar at parties. But somehow Elvis reinvented himself and became the archetypal rock and roll superstar, revered more as the modern-day reincarnation of the Greek god Dionysus than a mere mortal. His funeral caused such an outpouring of hysteria that two people died in the chaos and many more were injured. There was even a bizarre plot at the time to kidnap Elvis's corpse and hold it for ransom. And, of course, some people claim he never died at all. American composer Michael Dougherty has taken pop icons like Elvis as the inspiration for a number of his concert works. This is his bassoon concerto, titled Dead Elvis, a set of variations on the Dies Irae theme from the Latin Mass for the Dead. In performance, the composer asks that the soloist enter in the familiar costume of Las Vegas Elvis sunglasses and a rhinestone-encrusted white jumpsuit with a plunging open neckline. Hip gyrations are optional. Michael Dougherty writes that Elvis is a part of American culture, history, and mythology, for better or for worse. If you want to understand America and all its riddles, sooner or later you have to deal with Elvis. Composer's Datebook is supported by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles, with specialized coverages to protect against financial loss. More at progressivecommercial.com. Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.